there is plans for new traffic light systems at the junctions there at Joe Bonner Road, Ballyweane School, at the Polestar itself, and at Tommy Key's garage at those junctions, and also for additional pedestrian crossing measures around Rosson College. They've also indicated that there is funding identified. The thing now is to get the timeline on this, and again, we're restricted at the minute and getting works done, but there seems to be a determination to get that work done.
Now, the council has said that this year they hope to complete that Joe Bonner Road. What they're saying effectively is it'll be at least next year before they do the Polestar in terms of new traffic lights. But given that the four-lane works are due to start in the coming months, if they wait until those works are complete, it could be quite some time.
Yeah, it could be, and there could be logic as well, Donal, in fitting it in with the four-lane work. But as you say, the Joe Bonner Road is, as the council described themselves, 90% complete. There's very little left to do there. That's been a long project that got delayed for a long time, but it's pretty much there now. So it would be nice if this work could go on ahead of that, because I think for traffic flow reasons and that, we need to get this work done as soon as possible at those junctions. But it could well be, I can't argue with you in that, it could well be that it may tie in with the bigger job on the four lane. That's something we'll just have to wait and see and keep in contact with the council about.